you've ever felt cramped on an elliptical, like your knees are hitting your chin, or you're taking these tiny, shuffling steps, you're definitely not alone. Today, we're talking about something that's been a real gap in the home fitness market: ellipticals designed for tall users. My guest today has been following this trend closely. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, this is a big deal. For years, tall people have been stuck with machines that just don't fit their bodies. The home fitness equipment market is growing steadily, and consumers are finally demanding machines that accommodate different body types. But, until recently, stride length wasn't really a priority.
So what exactly is stride length, and what's the significance here?
Great question. Stride length is basically the distance your foot travels in one elliptical motion, front to back. For most people, an 18 to 20 inch stride works fine. But if you're taller, say over 6 feet, that feels choppy and unnatural. You need 22 inches or more to match your natural gait. Without it, you're not getting the full cardiovascular benefit, and you're putting unnecessary stress on your joints.
That makes sense. So the market's finally catching up?
Exactly. We're seeing more brands expand their lines with adjustable stride technology. Some models now offer power adjustable strides from 18 all the way up to 24 inches. That's huge for customizability and inclusivity. It means one machine can accommodate someone who's 5'2" and someone who's 6'5".
Mm-hmm. I hear you. Now, beyond stride length, what else should someone consider when they're shopping for a home elliptical?
Oh, there are three big things: ergonomics, smart features, and, honestly, stability. Let's start with ergonomics. Modern ellipticals focus on advanced ergonomics, things like multi-grip handles, shock absorption, and articulating foot pedals. Those pedals are designed to reduce stress on your ankles and knees, which is critical for low-impact exercise. Ellipticals are popular precisely because they provide a full cardiovascular and lower body workout while significantly reducing impact on joints.
Right, so it's the joint-friendly option compared to, say, running on a treadmill. Have you ever wondered why so many people are making the switch to home equipment?
Definitely worth thinking about. And that's appealing to aging populations and people rehabbing from injuries. But here's where it gets interesting. Technology. Interactive consoles with HD touchscreens, on-demand classes, and IoT synchronization are now powerful drivers in the elliptical market. You're tracking calories, streaming live classes, syncing with fitness apps, and getting a full, connected fitness experience.
That point about interactive technology sets up our next piece: how digital integration changes user motivation. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Looking for an elliptical that actually fits your height? Soul Fitness offers models with stride lengths of 20 inches on their standard line, and the E95S features a power adjustable stride from 18 to 24 inches, specifically designed for users of varying heights, including taller individuals. Their ellipticals combine heavy-duty frames, smooth operation, and ergonomic features like articulating foot pedals. You'll also find integrated Bluetooth speakers and compatibility with fitness apps for a more engaging workout. Learn more at soultreadmills.com.
Picking up on interactive technology, how do you think these smart features actually affect whether people stick with their workouts?
It really makes a difference. When I first got a smart elliptical, I thought the screen would be a gimmick. But having on-demand classes and being able to track my progress over weeks and months, that kept me coming back. The data-driven approach improves motivation and accountability. In other words, having that information right in front of you changes how committed you stay to your fitness routine.
I see what you mean.
Plus, rear-drive elliptical machines, which are a dominant product type, traditionally offer a smoother, more natural stride motion. Combine that with tech, and you've got a recipe for consistency. And let's talk about durability and construction. Reviewers often praise ellipticals with heavy flywheels and solid construction for their stability and smooth operation. You want something that feels stable underfoot, especially if you're taller or doing high-intensity workouts. A heavy-duty frame means the machine won't wobble or feel unstable during use.
So when you're shopping, what's your top advice for someone who's never bought an elliptical before?
Three things. One, measure your stride. Literally, walk naturally and have someone measure the distance from heel to heel. That tells you what stride length you need. Two, test the ergonomics. Does the motion feel natural? Are the pedals comfortable? Do the handles offer multiple grip positions? And three, think long term. Is this a machine you'll use in 5 years? Look for durable, heavy-duty frames and features that keep you engaged, like those connected fitness platforms we mentioned.
That's solid, practical advice. Now, you mentioned the market's growing. What's driving that?
Market growth is largely fueled by increasing health consciousness and a persistent trend in favor of home-based fitness solutions. The pandemic accelerated this, but the trend has staying power. People want convenience, and they want low-impact options. There's real momentum behind home fitness investments.
Interesting.
And I'm guessing that means we'll see even more innovation in the next few years?
Absolutely. And here's the thing. This expansion of long stride options means more people can finally work out comfortably at home. Whether you're 5'2" or 6'5", there's now equipment that fits your body. You know, I remember testing an elliptical at a showroom once, and the salesperson kept insisting it would be fine for me. 2 minutes in, my knees felt like they were going to give out. That's when I realized fit really does matter.
That's a perfect example of what we're talking about. The wrong fit can turn exercise into a chore, or worse, an injury risk.
Exactly. And you'd think we'd have figured this out sooner. I mean, we customize everything else these days, from coffee orders to car seats. Why not fitness equipment?
Right? Well said. Before we wrap, any final thoughts for listeners who might be on the fence about investing in an elliptical?
Just this. Prioritize comfort and fit over bells and whistles. A machine with a heavy flywheel and power incline capabilities is great, but if the stride length is wrong, you won't use it. Find something that matches your natural gait, has solid ergonomics, and keeps you motivated. That's the foundation of a sustainable home fitness routine.
Perfect. Thanks so much for breaking this down with us today. It's clear that the home elliptical market is evolving to meet real user needs, especially for taller individuals. If you're in the market, do your homework, test that stride length, and find a machine that truly fits you.